This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. Man, I don't understand what's going on. I still lost my voice. I still have this light cough. I don't think Omicron is just a quick 2 or 3 day thing. I think this just lags on. But thank you guys for putting up with it. Okay, so I've been to Hawaii. You don't pronounce it Hawaii. You pronounce it Hawaii. But it just, I know a lot of people just say Hawaii. So I'm going to say Hawaii, even though I understand I'm mispronouncing it. I want to respect the state. But you know when people, you know, I don't know if you've, I don't know if you ever saw that Jimmy Smith's Saturday Night Live skit where they were going to order some Mexican food for lunch. And so a lot of the people that were non-Hispanic or Latino were like, oh, I want the burrito y frijoles. And yeah, oh yeah, you know what? And give me a side of arroz. And you know, and they're like, they throw the accent in there. And so it just, you know it's kind of funny when people go Hawaii. I try to pronounce everything correctly, so I'll do that. But if I say Hawaii or Hawaii, just cut me some slack, okay? So the Aloha state is going to be probably the first state to mandate a booster for incoming travelers. So for those of us who are vaccinated going, woohoo, let's go to Hawaii. We're there. We're on our way. They're going to say, we need to see a booster. You also need to take a test one day before getting on a plane. If you don't do that and you only got your vaccine earlier this year, you have to do a 5-day quarantine. Now, for those of us that could barely afford to go to Hawaii and could only be there for 5 days, basically that's Hawaii saying, don't come. We don't want you and your COVID. Now, why? What's going on? So Hawaii Department of Health officials reported 4,700 new confirmed and probable cases yesterday, bringing their total since the start of the pandemic to 174,000. For the island nation, that is pretty, it's a lot. That's a lot. No new virus fatalities were reported, but the death toll still remains at 1,126. The state's official coronavirus-related death toll includes 828 fatalities on Oahu, 159 on Hawaii Island, 106 on Maui, 20 on Kauai, 2 on Molokai, and 11 Hawaii residents who died outside of the state. So Governor Ige had told the Honolulu Star Advisor that they are probably going to change the fully vaccinated definition to include a COVID booster. Even if you got the booster, you still have to take a test before you go. Now, I like to go to Hawaii for the medical conferences. It's great because then your hotel's a little cheaper. You can write off part of the trip because hotels are super expensive. And at least when you go for the conference, you get a discounted rate. But I haven't gone on a conference because I just don't know what the new rules are. I'm vaccinated, but I haven't got my booster because, again, I just got over COVID. And the other thing is am I going to test negative? Yeah, I tested negative. That's the rapid test. But what if there's a really good test out there, you know, and it's, you know, will still show antigen for months because it's so super sensitive. So a lot of people don't want to take that risk. So, you know, Hawaii is one of the most beautiful states. And I respect the decisions that the governor and the local health officials want to do. I understand they have a very unique ecosystem, very unique environment. And with Californians and Nevadans and New Yorkers and Texans and Alabamans and Idahoans coming there, it does change the flora, could change kind of the microbiome of the environment. And the tourist industry is huge for them. And for them to sacrifice the tourism, for them to sacrifice the millions of dollars a day that are coming in saying, don't come, I respect them because that means they're really putting the island and their locals and the healthy visitors first, and they're vulnerable population there. I mean, that is gutsy. It sucks for a lot of people, and a lot of people are probably saying, you know what, you can mandate whatever, we're just going to go someplace else for our vacation. But I do find that fascinating that they are taking such a financial risk to limit it. Maybe they're gambling on the right decision, where they could say, look, Hawaii had the least number of cases, least number of deaths, this is what we did to protect ourselves. So when you come to the Aloha State, you can feel safe. You know, they have that right. On the flip side, does the booster even help? You know, here they are considering mandating the booster when boosted people got Omicron anyway. In Israel, the study showed a fourth shot didn't protect against Omicron. So right now, according to GoHawaii.com, U.S. citizens flying directly to Hawaii from an international destination of two options. Fully vaccinated U.S. citizens must provide proof of vaccine and a negative COVID-19 test result within one day of boarding a flight. If not vaccinated, a negative COVID test within one day of boarding a flight to Hawaii, and then I think a five-day quarantine. Non-U.S. citizens traveling directly to Hawaii must both present a vaccination record and a negative COVID-19 result within one day of boarding a flight. The airlines will scan passengers. This is also, I think, attributing to domestic as well. Unvaccinated arriving travelers need to self-quarantine at their own expense for 5 days as part of the Safe Travels Hawaii program. So if Hawaii moves forward on this and does choose to mandate the booster, it's going to follow the CDC guidelines. So if it's been 5 months, not six, 5 months since your last Pfizer, 5 months since your last Moderna, you're unvaccinated, according to them. So you need to then, you're going to have to get the booster. If you got the Johnson & Johnson and it's been over 2 months, you're unvaccinated. So any of you guys that got your Johnson & Johnson early November, you can't fly, you'll have to quarantine. So you have to get a booster. Now, the booster could either be a Johnson & Johnson shot or a Pfizer or Moderna shot. So again, you know, it looks like it's like, you know, why Omicron peak is going down. I don't, you know, but I get it. The fully vaccinated definition is going to change now that we know the immunity wanes. So somebody is going to move forward and start mandating boosters, and you'll see everybody else will follow. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the COVID website from the White House that's going to give free test kits is already up and live. I'll give you guys the website address earlier than it was supposed to. I thought it was supposed to be launched Saturday the 15th. I could be wrong. But anyway, it's up now. So the White House has soft launched the COVID-19 request website. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the Biden administration quietly launched its website for Americans to request free at-home COVID-19 tests. I ain't quiet, so you're going to hear from me. But I want to tell you guys, it's up. This was a day before the site was scheduled to officially launch, and you can log on to it. It is, the website is covidtests.gov. covidtests.gov. It includes a link for Americans to order up to 4 at-home tests per residential address. If you have a P.O. box, if you have a mailing address, it's not going to go to there. It's got to go to your residential address. I'm actually amazed because remember the Obamacare site, the Affordable Care Act site? That crashed. That didn't work. For now, it's working, and it's a soft launch. So I don't know how many people listen to the show, 3 or whatever. I think if you guys, after the segment, get through the segment, please, probably go on and get the test. So, yeah, again, 4 tests. I think we could get them each month. The White House official said the website is currently in its beta phase and operating at a limited capacity ahead of its official launch. The website will officially launch mid-morning Wednesday. That's official, even though today's Tuesday. Biden announced last month that the U.S. would purchase 500 million at-home tests to launch the program, and on Thursday, the president announced that he was doubling the order to 1 billion tests. Fantastic. Now, when are you going to get the tests? If you're coughing now, you're not going to get them. You're not going to get the tests for about 7 to 10 days. So, the tests are typically going to ship within 7 to 12 days, of ordering through USPS, and that's the United States Postal Service. That reports shipping times of 1 to 3 days for its first-class package service in the continental United States. Officials emphasize that the federal website is just one way for people to procure COVID-19 tests. Shortages of at-home test kits have shown signs of easing as more supply is hitting the market. Now, as of Saturday, the deadline that happened Saturday, private insurance companies have been required to cover the cost of at-home rapid tests, allowing Americans to be reimbursed for tests they purchase at pharmacies and online retailers. That will cover up to 8 tests a month. So this website's pretty easy to do. Just says, get free at-home COVID-19 tests. Every home in the U.S. is eligible to order 4 free at-home COVID-19 tests. The tests are completely free. Orders will usually ship in 7 to 12 days. Order your tests now so you have them when you need them. And then all you do is click on it. You put in your name. You put in your address. And that's it. If you need a COVID test now, they say look at other testing resources. So they say you could go to retailers. You could go to pharmacies. Your insurance reimbursement, it explains that. The company will pay you back for 8 at-home tests per month. And then, of course, there's 20,000-plus free testing sites. So if you need a COVID-19 test now and are looking for another type of COVID-19 test or need more than 4, the resources below are available. So, I mean, this is pretty damn good. Okay? I mean, it's late. We should have been able to do this a year ago. I also question the sensitivity of these COVID tests, being that I tested negative twice. My family all tested negative, but we all seem to have symptoms that everybody I've seen with COVID that was positive had. Maybe we had a non-COVID cold. I don't know. But it sure as heck sounded like COVID. Yet all of us tested negative. I did the nose swab. I even did on me the throat and then the nose because I didn't want boogers in there. So I swabbed the throat and then I stuck it in the nose and I did came up negative. So I'm a little worried that the test kits we're getting are not necessarily formulated for variants. There's nucleocapsid and then the spike proteins. These tests are supposed to pick up nucleocapsid proteins. So the vaccines are for the spike proteins because those are what's kind of outside the nucleocapsid, and that's what the antibodies will hit first. But the nucleocapsid or vaccine particles, because remember, vaccine dies. You know, the virus dies, and there's pieces of it. And so this test is supposed to be able to pick up living or dead pieces of it. Apparently, the sensitivity has been kind of skewed on that. So I think it's fantastic that we have access to tests. The problem is I would say 50 to 60% of my possible COVID patients are testing negative first time around. And then about a week into it, they finally show a positive. Well, you know, I don't think there's going to be enough tests for people to just keep retesting. Also, I would say avoid testing to see if you're negative over and over and over and over again. After your isolation period, maybe test. But I had one patient where she was sick for 2 to 3 days. She was negative on day 1. So then she tested, and she was positive on day 4. So then she kept testing throughout the day and the next day so she could show her bosses that she's negative by day five. Well, if it took you 3-4 days to test positive, you're probably going to test positive for the next few days. That's another question. How many days will you test positive for? So we are under the impression that if the test works correctly, you are going to test positive for the duration of your illness. That's not what we're seeing. We're seeing that people are sick and it takes days for them to show a positive. Not everybody. Some of you will test day one, but it might take days to test positive. Also, it could be your technique. You know, maybe you aren't necessarily getting the virus from the nose because your first symptom was diarrhea, or your first symptom was body aches and it didn't get into the nose or the respiratory system yet. Who knows? So it could be technique, it could be just where you're shedding the virus. But most people will test positive for a period of days, like 5 to 10 days. Are there people that have tested positive for months? Yeah. Yeah. We've had people that have they just always trigger that test. Either they just have something else in their body that triggers the test, or they just still have active virus. You know, there's about how many millions of people that still have lost their taste of smell, or their sense of taste and their sense of smell? And so there's debate on, is the virus still alive and causing damage, or did the virus just kill certain olfactory epithelium? There's a study that came out saying there's actually a gene predilection for people that have a gene that could be at risk for having that loss of smell and taste. You know, I notice food just doesn't taste as good, and I'm like, I don't know, that didn't do it for me. So I notice my taste is a little different, but I still have my taste. I could still smell. Trust me, I got cats and dogs. That's how I know I didn't lose my smell. Because I was like, did somebody do pee-pee house? Yeah, I could tell. I could just tell the pee-pee house. Once I'm like, oh my gosh, the house smells so clean. Who shampooed the carpets? Then I'm going to think that there's a problem. So just to recap, everybody, the White House has launched softly. The official launch is tomorrow, but they have launched the COVID-19 test kit website at covidtest.gov. So it has a link. You could get 4 at-home tests per residential address to be delivered by the U.S. Postal Service. They will come 7 to 12 days. These are tests you store. What's the expiration date? How long do they last? We don't know. Read it. But it's supposed to be for next time around. I think it's a great move. I can't fault Biden for doing this move now because the website's actually working for now. And I like the idea of people having test kits at their house. Pretty damn cool. I also like the fact that they're free. Trying to get your insurance to pay you back, you know, ask any doctor. Insurance, waiting for them to pay you back and reimburse you, that's like, you know, an act of Congress. But maybe the insurance company's like, we're not going to mess around with our consumers, so we'll pay them back. But getting an insurance company to pay a doctor, it was ridiculous. It was like pulling teeth. But if you're able to get free tests, fascinating. I think it's great. I love the idea of you guys having test kits at home. Where I think Biden might be doing a misstep is, one, is it should have been done earlier, and two, what's going on with the sensitivity of the tests? When Fauci and Walensky, CDC Director Robin Walensky, was grilled by the Senate last week, one of the things they brought up was, why are the test kits missing COVID? So if we're getting test kits that are going to miss COVID, that's a problem for me as a doctor, because I can't tell you how many people call, like, no, I got fever, body aches, chills, mild fever, but my COVID test is negative. Can you go and test for flu? No, just give me an antibiotic. Well, you know, yeah, a lot of people's tests are negative. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine amid tensions with Russia. The trip comes as there are growing concerns of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine after the Biden administration released information indicating Russia was planning a pretext invasion. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz criticizes Russia's military aggression towards Ukraine.
It's sad for me to see that countries like Russia are moving back and aligning themselves with dictatorial regimes, and it's very bad for Europe and creates a lot of instability and headaches for us.
The airline industry is calling on the federal government to block 5G wireless signals near airports or face severe disruptions. A major 5G rollout is scheduled to begin on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News. A report from the Michigan Office of the Auditor General ties Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration to more COVID-19 deaths at long-term care facilities than previously reported.
The report from Michigan's Auditor General released on Monday came several days after media coverage, criticism, and a letter from the State Health Department challenging the report's findings. The report identified 7,010 COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities between January 1, 2020 and July 2, 2021. That's 1,511 more deaths than what the state had reported. Tudor Dixon, who's a Republican running to unseat Governor Whitmer in November, said Whitmer's worse than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Democratic-led Senate is debating a voting rights bill. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you kind of had questions of what happened with the synagogue. And, you know, I'm still a little confused because we heard that the rabbi did have training, but his training... It sounds a little interesting because he threw a... So the rabbi in... This was Colleyville... Is it... It's about 15 minutes northeast of Fort Worth, Texas. Was it Colleyville? I forget which city in Texas. Yeah, Colleyville. All right. There was at Congregation Beth Israel over the weekend... There was a gentleman that came in asking for tea. He went and had tea with the rabbi. The gentleman was Malik Faisal Akram, 44 years old. He ended up holding the rabbi and three other people hostage. one person I had heard was able to leave and get free. Remember, this was a few hours in. Then we heard that the FBI was involved. And then we find out now that the rabbi threw a chair at him, and that allowed everybody to escape to safety. Akram was later killed during a standoff. Now, some of you have asked me what happened with the chair. I don't know. I'm a little confused. And fantastic. I mean, thank God everybody got out. But yesterday we spoke about how many, you know, Jews don't carry weapons. Many, you know, don't have CCWs. Many synagogues, many places of worship might not allow weapons in there. And so nobody fought them off with a weapon. It was a chair. But we also spoke about how a lot of Israeli firms or Israelis have been teaching American Jewry how to protect themselves. Israelis have military experience. In Israel, everybody has to be in the military unless you're super religious. Then I think you get an exemption. But everybody has military training. And so many Israelis that are, you know, especially if they've had even above and beyond military training, will, you know, do security firms, do a lot of things like that in America. And so we've been told that many synagogues have been getting training by Israelis. And it's, American Jews versus Israeli Jews. You know, like no two Catholics are the same, no two Mormons are the same, no two Muslims are the same, no two Jews are the same. I mean, they're obviously different, you know, from different countries, nationalities, sometimes different languages. You know, I'm half Israeli, half American, and so I feel like, you know, I get you know, both worlds, and I love the accent. Sometimes the accent comes out, and it's, I don't understand why it didn't make no sense, you know, because my father was like, why are you so stupid? Why you do that? Make no sense, make no sense. I don't understand. Are you completely stupid? Yeah, I think I'm completely stupid. Anyway, talking to my father was always interesting. I don't want the Lipitor. Don't give me Lipitor, hurt my liver. Take the Lipitor, Dad. Are you giving me an order? No, I'm not giving you an order. No, sir. I love my father. May rest in peace. Man, he was one stubborn, stubborn son of a gun. So, if Israelis did train, I don't know per se, and again, I can't vouch for every Israeli, but if Israelis did train, you know, somebody on anti-terrorism, I do find it very interesting and unique that a chair would have been a chair as a weapon. You take the chair, you ram them, you break the chair, you take a leg of the chair, and you start wailing on him. Knock the weapon out of his arm, get a hold of the weapon. I mean, there's, but to throw a chair, the guy can knock it away and then get the gun. So I'm a little confused as to what happened. I mean, rabbi's got guts. I think this is fascinating, but I can't really break down what could have happened. So, and again, how did the guy come in? How did he get through UK? Apparently, UK officials knew that this was somebody on the watch list, I believe. And then, why did he hold up only four hostages at a synagogue to free his sister? Or, I don't know if it's his real sister, the female Al-Qaeda, they call him, Lady Al-Qaeda, they call her, who's, I guess, serving like an 86-year prison sentence in Fort Worth. I mean, kind of seems like a smaller target. There's just a lot of questions, and I can't answer them, you know? And again, why would you go to a temple to drink tea? We got wine. Well, I get it. A lot of Muslims don't drink wine. Okay, but oh, man. We have Manischewitz wine, and we got grape juice. It's really yummy. So, there's always food. I'm sure there's always food. Jews love food. We love food. So, Jesse Waters on Fox News, I didn't really watch this segment, but he's wondering how there were he expressed doubts of the possibility that the hostage was not known to law enforcement, and said that some of the facts about the story were unclear and potentially suspicious. He said, this guy wasn't on your radar, Mr. President. You gave him a visa 2 weeks ago to come into this country. What kind of a visa was it? Did you vet him? Was he on a watch list? Usually the feds are all over these people. And then they do, he says, and then they do a raid immediately in England, but the associates are people affiliated with them. So Scotland Yard didn't know anything about this. MI6 had no clue about this guy. So it is odd. He also said this guy gets a hot gun off the street 2 weeks after he gets here. Who is the guy he bought the gun from? They don't even know how he died, who shot him. There's a lot of suspicious things about this story and a lot of unanswered questions, and hopefully Joe has at least one of those answers in the next 48 hours because he should be asked about this. Now, President Biden is supposed to be holding a press conference tomorrow, a formal press conference. Well, a formal press conference to me means there's only going to be certain reporters, very discreet, very probably hand-picked questions. It's going to be very controlled. It will be interesting to see if somebody is, if this gets brought up. Now, FBI agent Matt DeSarno said, we do believe from our engagement with the subject that he was singularly focused on one issue and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. But we're continuing to work to find motive and we will continue to the path. Here's my problem. Churches, mosques, temples are being approached by terrorists. The New Zealand mosque shooting, was it Texas where people were in Bible study? Somebody comes in and shoots up a bunch of people in Bible study. I can't stand hearing any of these things happen, especially in a place of worship. Now, is it because they think nobody's going to have a peace on them? Nobody's going to have a CCW, and that's what we talked about yesterday. Why don't more Jews carry weapons? I know a lot of Jews who do, but I also know a lot of Jews who don't. And most places of worship will have, like, a security guard, a couple security guards. I mean, I think it's way different in Israel. Because, I mean, everybody's got training. You know, and you really don't necessarily hear this kind of stuff happen in Israel. And, I mean, I think we need to kind of, you know, especially from church standpoint and places of worship, let people think this is not the place to go to. You do not mess around. That's why a lot of parents want to stand guard of schools. Schools have targets because they're young kids, so parents want to stand there with their guns and say, nah, you're not going to want to come to this school. You're going to want to turn right back around because we're going to blow your head off. But schools won't let parents be vigilantes and you know, try to protect the kids because obviously you could have a rogue parent pretending to be a vigilante and then they end up, you know, hurting people. Who knows? So, you know, we're kind of confused as to what's going on. I am a little confused by the story. I don't know if we have all the deets on it, but, you know, thank God everybody got out. But I am just as intrigued as you are how the chair throw was able to minimize the assailant long enough for them to escape. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And so one thing we talk a lot about is how many symptoms get blown off. As you know what, I get to take some over-the-counter medication, and I deal with it myself because those over-the-counter medications. Yet you're treating something that might actually be very ominous, be very, very dangerous. Something that could be gastritis, something that could be an ulcer, something that could be pancreatic cancer, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. So talking to us next is Dr. Phil Hart. He's going to talk about how common GI symptoms could be a sign of more serious conditions. Here we go. Dr. Hart, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me today.
No, man, we appreciate you because I can't tell you how many times I see even my own family members grab the Tums, grab the Rolaids, go get some over-the-counter Prilosec, And, you know, we think just because it's over-the-counter, it's not a serious medication. So, you know, you are gastroenterology-based. You are an associate professor of medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. I am humbled, especially since you completed training at a Mayo Clinic. Talk to us about your patient population and what you see.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, my patient population is really enriched with patients who have problems with their pancreas, and this can range from patients with cancer, pancreatic cancer that is, to non-cancerous conditions like acute or chronic pancreatitis. But before patients even make it to my clinic, gastroenterologists in general evaluate patients with a variety of gastrointestinal symptoms. As you mentioned, some of these can be seemingly innocent symptoms like acid reflux, stomach pain or abdominal cramping, but other symptoms can be much more problematic, such as having loose stools or unexplained weight loss.
You know, and the other thing, too, which is very fascinating, is people will talk about their joint pain. They'll talk about their back pain, but they don't want to talk about their gas. They don't want to talk about their bowel movements. And I thought we've kind of gotten rid of the stigma, but people are still embarrassed to bring that up.
Yeah, you're right. You know, embarrassment is unfortunately one of the things that commonly comes with these symptoms. Now, sometimes that can be related to the social interference of these symptoms, such as diarrhea. Other times, though, people may just feel that these are symptoms and that this is really a taboo subject that they can't bring up. That's certainly one part of why, you know, Americans can find it difficult to talk about their GI symptoms or issues. But there are many other factors, too, including that some patients just frankly aren't bothered by it or don't seem to be troubled by it. There are others who feel that it's just something to tolerate and bear with. So there's really a full spectrum of different reactions that people can have when these types of symptoms come up.
Exactly. And, you know, pancreatic cancer scares the heck out of any of us in the medical field or even patients. And it's because it's silent. You know, painless jaundice says, or by the time it gets found, it's usually farther along. And we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we lost Harry Reid, we lost Alex Trebek. There's been multiple stars and celebrities and well-known people that, you know, talk to us about pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, so pancreatic cancer is interesting in that even though it's not a very common cancer in the United States, that is, it is one of the most lethal cancers. In fact, it's the third most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. And you mentioned that one of the reasons this cancer is so difficult is because the symptoms often don't develop until a late stage in the cancer. In contrast, cancers like breast cancer or prostate cancer are often diagnosed at an early stage of the cancer. But with pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, that's not the case, which makes it very difficult to treat, as you can imagine.
Oh, I bet. Now, one lesser-known condition, and I have not spoken a lot about this, which is why I'm grateful, Dr. Hart, that you're joining us, is exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. Now, I think we've all been aware of symptoms of that, but we haven't necessarily put it to the diagnosis. So talk to us about exocrine pancreatic insufficiency.
So exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, describes the situation in which the pancreas is either unable to make enough or release enough pancreatic enzymes to allow us to properly digest and absorb the food that we eat. This is a problem that can happen related to a variety of problems with the pancreas. We mentioned pancreatic cancer earlier, but also it can come up in non-cancerous conditions that I had alluded to before, like acute pancreatitis, chronic pancreatitis, and also cystic fibrosis. So when our bodies and when the pancreas is not allowing us to properly digest and absorb food, it can produce a range of symptoms. Now, those symptoms depend on the severity of the inadequate digestion. When EPI is mild, for example, the symptoms could be things like abdominal bloating, abdominal cramping, or abdominal discomfort. So those would be very common symptoms that many of us have experienced. On the other hand, when patients have more severe exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, the symptoms can include unexplained weight loss or something that's referred to medically as steatorrhea, which describes the situation in which there is a fat fatty form of diarrhea. Often patients will describe seeing a greasy or an oily film on the toilet water. So EPI, again, it happens in the setting of some underlying problem with the pancreas that prevents the ability to digest food. And as a consequence of that, it can trigger a range of symptoms that, depending on the severity of the EPI, can look differently from person to person.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, diabetes. I mean, you know, if you're not, if the beta cells are not making insulin, you could get diabetes from EPI, correct?
Well, that is an ongoing area of investigation. It's actually quite a bit more complicated than it might
seem.
The pancreas has two jobs. One is the exocrine role that I was talking about, where it releases the pancreatic enzymes to digest food. The second part that you're mentioning is referred to as the endocrine part, where insulin and other hormones are made by the pancreas to help us adjust the level of sugar, glucose, in our bloodstream. There is a connection between the two in both directions, but it's not a one-to-one, and it's not 100% guarantee that if you have diabetes, you will have EPI, and the alternate is true as well, that if you have EPI, you're not guaranteed to have diabetes.
Fantastic. And thanks for clarifying that.
No,
you know, Dr. Hart, you have also been an NIH-funded investigator. You have looked at chronic pancreatitis, diabetes, pancreatic cancer, type 1 diabetes. One question I have is COVID. You know, there's been some discussion that sometimes a virus could be at play for pancreatic insufficiency and diabetes. You know, we've seen COVID cause people to have diabetes. There's been studies saying people were not diabetic prior to their COVID. In the last minute or so, you know, do you think that there's a connection?
Well, I think there's a lot of information that makes this a worthwhile question to look into. I think there are still more questions than we have answers to. There are a number of different ways that it seems that the virus that causes COVID-19 can interact with not only the pancreas, but also with the intestines and the gut. However, in the majority of studies that are coming out, the clinical observational studies, the connection with COVID-19 and acute pancreatitis or chronic pancreatitis don't seem to be crystal clear, meaning that based on those observational studies alone, I don't feel that we're able to confidently draw a connection between the two. Again, I think there's a lot of information that would suggest this is something worth continuing to look into, but I don't think that the case is closed on that yet.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate all the work you do, the American Gastroenterology Association. Where can my listeners find out more information?
Yeah, to find more information, your listeners can go to patient.gastro.org.
That's fantastic. Dr. Hart, we really appreciate you and everything you do. Can't wait to have you back on.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.